hello.
That was the weirdest little hello.
Hello.
I was trying to be Edward from Twilight, and I know that no one on this channel knows what that is, and I'm sorry.
We like Twilight. Actually, yeah, in our other podcast, we record that, but I actually love the way that you say hello and that you're like, hello.
It's very accented. Probably offensive to anyone who has like a Serbian accent. Very sorry, because I feel like we're getting close to it.
You're just making mouth noises, and that's what comes out. It's fine.
Yeah.
It's fine. This isn't an episode. I think I need to say that, like, right at the beginning. This isn't an episode, so I'm sorry if you're listening to this right now. You don't have to be listening to this right now, because you can just read the title of this that says, we're on holiday, there's no new episodes for right now. But we thought it's nice to just record a little 5-minute thing to tell you that. Otherwise, there's kind of, like, no way to tell people that, like,
yeah, sorry, we're humans and we wanted to have a holiday and didn't know how to best communicate that to you.
Well, luckily for us, we have like a lot of European listeners, and the Europeans like get the holiday vibe. Like they get it. Have you seen that meme that's like, it's like out of office email in America, and then it's like, I'm out of the office for 2 hours to have kidney surgery, but I'm available on my cell phone. Call me. And then in Europe, it's like, I'm away hiking for the entire summer. I will get back to you in September. See you later. And it's literally like that vibe. Like, Europeans take their holidays very seriously. So I feel like we have a group of people here who will be okay with us going on holiday.
Was it you that I was talking about this with, where there is like a website where you can like set an out of office email and it connects it to like someplace in like Greenland, Iceland, I can't remember, but it's like these cows and the cows give your out of office message for you?
That was not me, but that sounds, oh my gosh, awesome.
It's so cute. It's so cute. I want to find it so that I can tell everyone the website, because it's like the cutest darn thing in the world.
So this is just us rambling for 5 minutes to say sorry that we're on vacation. But yeah, like I updated our website to be like, we're on vacation, there's no new episodes. But I don't think anybody like looks at our website. So otherwise, I don't know how to tell you except to post an episode and be like, we're on vacation. And do we have an end date for our vacation, Emily? That's a very good question.
Never. We vacation for the entirety of life.
Luckily, when it comes to this podcast, we can make the schedule because we just do this for fun. So,
yeah.
But what's going on right now? So I am going to visit Canada. When am I doing that? I'm going to Canada
September
6th to September 25th, and I'm not packing any of my recording equipment because I don't have room. I'm actually pretty much going to Canada with an empty suitcase so that I can buy things in Canada and bring them back here.
And by things, she means food.
No, I mean baby things. I don't think that I've said that on this podcast yet either, but I'm pregnant. So I am going to go get some baby stuff. It's actually been hard for me to shop here for baby stuff because, I don't know, I feel like I know the places to shop in Canada and I don't really know the places here well, if that makes sense. So I'm going to do some shopping while I'm in Canada. And that's why we're on vacation. One of the reasons. Also because we're tired.
I'm sorry, it was not cows, it was horses.
You're still on horses. That.
Yes.
She's been searching for it this entire time.
It's Icelandic horses, and they set, it's called Outhorse Your Email. And you go to the website and you choose your preferred horse, and they give an out of office message.
Perfect.
I think it's just like literally, it's just, you can literally just type in outhorse your email. If anyone's interested in outhorsing your email, there are horses from Iceland that will do it for you.
It's a great thing for...
They literally type it on a keyboard. I'm sorry. This is I.
The horses type just, it? How can the horses type?
I'm so invested. Yeah, hooves. The horses type. Yep.
How?
There's a big keyboard. They've learned some key phrases. I'm sorry. Wait. I can't.
Wait, I need to understand this better. There is a big keyboard and horses mm-hmm. with their hooves. Mm-hmm. Do they have hooves? Is that what they're called?
Yeah.
They type with their hooves mm-hmm. and they'll write an email for you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I can't say any of their names because they're in like whatever Icelandic. Yeah, I can't speak. But they have little like buzz phrases underneath of them. So the first horse says types fast, but might take a nap. The second horse says assertive, efficient, shiny hair.
Ooh.
And the third horse says friendly, trained in corporate buzzwords. And they literally type your out of office message.
That's the funniest thing I've ever heard in my entire life.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. Outhorse your email. It's all I got.
All right. If you listened to this entire non-episode...
It was an advertisement for Outhorse Your Email and go do it.
but we're not sponsored while Courtney by them, and I, anyway.
While Courtney and I are on vacation. No sponsorship. So yeah, Courtney is coming to Canada in September. I am going to see her in the first week of October. We will try to blast some episodes out in October because we'll be together and maybe we'll get some more stuff done.
We have to do some spooky season stuff.
We have plans for when I'm in the Netherlands, actually. Yeah. For some spooky stuff that we're going to do and then put on the pod. So there are plans to come back, soon. We're just having a summer.
Yeah.
We're having a summer vibe.
Yeah, we're having a summer vibe.
At the end of summer.
Yeah, it's fine. We didn't get to it at the beginning of summer. It's fine.
It's basically fall. We're having a fall vacation vibe.
Because that's when we can do it. So that's it. That's all we got for you.
Hey, thanks for all of our new subscribers that we see, by the way.
Yeah, that's been really fun. You. And we got a really nice message. I don't want to say the lady's name in case she doesn't want me to, but she complimented my pronunciation in Dutch.
I'm pretty sure we've posted it to our, I think it's Spotify.
Yeah. I don't know if it shows up, though. I don't.
It does. Once you posted it, it shows up
for
somewhere.
Everyone?
Yes.
I don't know how that works, really, but... Yeah.
It was a really nice compliment for Courtney because Courtney does a lot of work on the specific things that this lady was complimenting
her on. My research
and
my pronunciation. And
yes.
I would think the pronunciation compliment was a lie, except she was Dutch and the Dutch don't lie. So I'm taking it, even though I think I'm really bad at pronunciation, but it's fine. Erwin says I sound Russian when I talk Dutch, so.
Ooh, that's exotic.
All right, thank you everyone for listening. We'll see you back soon for some new content.
Bye.
Bye.